And we discussed here in Siman Reish Mem Hei, if a Yid and a Goy have a shutvas, a partnership, whether it's in a field or a tanner or a merchatz, a bathhouse, or whatever it is, so they can make a deal at the beginning of the partnership that the schar of Shabbos goes to the Goy, whether it's a lot or a little, and the schar of a different day during the week, let's say Sunday, goes to the Yid, and that's okay. Let's say they did not make such a deal in the beginning. They did not make it fine in the beginning that the Goy will get Shabbos and the Yid will get Sunday, the Revach of Sunday. So what happens then? So the Shulchan Aruch says that the dynamics of the deal in the beginning, comes time to make the chaluka. The guy, he gets the profit, the money that was made on Shabbos for himself, and the rest from Sunday through Friday, they split it equally. In fact, if you cannot tell, Shulchan Aruch says, if you cannot tell how much was from Shabbos, no way to figure it out. So they give the guy a seventh, you assume that every day of the week is equal, and the guy takes a seventh, and the rest, you split it equally. The Ramah brings that the Ar Rishonim, there's a Rosh, that says, on such a case, where they did not make any Tanai in the beginning of Shabbos versus Sunday, and when they split it up also, there's no discussion of Shabbos or Sunday. The Yid does not say, you'll take for Shabbos, and I'll take for Sunday. There's no discussion of Shabbos and Sunday. So then they just divide equally, and there's nothing wrong, the Rosh holds. And the Ramah says, there was a hefsek gold, there was going to be a big loss, by giving up all the schar of Shabbos to the Goy, or giving up a seventh of the schar of the Prophet to the Goy. You can rely on this, as long as nothing was said about Shabbos in the beginning, or in the end, you can rely on this, and it's fine. And Mishnah Berurah discusses a case that's really a shiloh in Rishonim and Achronim. If they made up in the beginning that the Goy will take the profit from Shabbos, whether it's a lot or a little, and the Yid will take from a different day, let's say Sunday, whether it's a lot or a little, what happens to B'Shas Techluka, and they figure out how much there is from each day, let's say from Shabbos there was 100, and from Sunday there was 50, and then they decide, after making the cheshbon that you took 100, I took 50, they decide, you know what? No, we're going to divide equally. We can do 75 and 75. Mishnah Berurah says that the Magen Avraham brings, based on the Ravid, they say, Machmed, you cannot do that. It shows that the original decision that the Goy will take everything on Shabbos, you will take everything on Sunday, it shows that was a Rama, it was a trick, it was a joke, it wasn't real. Others are Megal. There's Rishayim that are Megal in this case. Afterwards, the Goy could give back part to the Yid to make it end up being equal. And Mishnah Berurah brings that the Lirabah is Mayach about this, and he ends off with the Tzarech Yin. However, the Shulchan Aruch is very clear that if they made the Tanai in the beginning, the Goy will take Shabbos, and the Yid will take, let's say, Sunday. If B'Shas the Chalukah, the Goy just says, guess what, I agree we'll do it equally, that's fine, that's mutter. And Mishnah Berurah explains that that's not a question. That's fine, the Goy is giving a matan to the Yid, he decided to give the matan to the Yid. Then there's no problem, there's no machlekes to Nachronim. It's different from a case where they said, okay, you get 100 for Shabbos, I get 100 for 50, know what, let's even it out. That's Machlokes, the Magen Avraham and El Rabba, it's very unclear. However, B'Shas the Chalukah, B'Shas the division at the end, they don't go into detail. And the Goy just says, you know what? I'm willing to give you that we're not going to do it like that. We'll do it equally. The Goy says, we'll be Chalik B'Shas do equally. That's for sure mutter. And that's fine. That's not a problem whatsoever. Now, Mishnah Berurah discusses a different case. Until now, the Shulchan Aruch was discussing a case where the Yid and the Goy are partners in the actual Tanur and the actual Merchatz. But let's say the Goy is not a partner in the actual Tanur and the actual Sod and the actual Merchatz. He's just working there. He works and he gets a certain percentage. So then Mishnah Berurah says that some say that doesn't help to say originally in the beginning that you get for Shabbos and I get for Sunday. Because really what you're doing is it belongs to the Yid and you're renting out the Tanur to him for Shabbos. And the deal is that he'll rent, he'll have the tanner, the oven, or the field, field's not such a good example, but he'll have the oven or the merchatz for Shabbos. And the way he's paying you for it is that he's paying you with Sunday's profits, that's the way he's paying you for the right to rent from you the oven or whatever it is for Shabbos. So it's a simple problem of Schar Shabbos. Schar Shabbos is making money for renting something out for Shabbos. And Mishnah Berurah says the Magen Avraham is machbak the shita. However, there's a simple solution for Schar Shabbos. You could do it b'hav law. If you don't just give it them Shabbos, and take Sunday, rather than 2 or 3 days at a time. Let's say you tell the guy, you'll work, and you'll get the profits of Friday and Shabbos, and I'll get the profits for Sunday and Monday. So now you're not just renting out for Shabbos, renting out for Friday and Shabbos together, that's okay. And in fact, Mr. Berurah some Achrayim say in such a case, you don't even have to do it, but have law. And still it's fine, still it'll be okay. One more case the Ramah talks about, that let's say the Yid and the guy, they're not each working on their own day, but they're working together the whole week, they're working together, and come Shabbos, the Yid doesn't show up, he can't work on Shabbos, and the guy comes and works on Shabbos. Then you could split the schar of Shabbos because really the guy's choice. You know, no one asked the guy to do it, but he wants to work on Shabbos. He wants the business to be successful. The Yid can't work on Shabbos. He can't come on Shabbos. And the guy chooses to give the Yid half the profits of Shabbos. That's fine as long as it's done by law to avoid the issue of schar Shabbos.